With the princess satisfied for the moment, Prince Humperdinck stormed through the woods to the pit of despair, where Wesley was still laying helpless. Not one couple in a century experienced love like she feels for you. So not one person in a century shall suffer like you. And with that, the prince threw the lever to its highest position. Wesley let out a scream of terrible agony as few alive had ever heard before and will not be recreated now. Ultimate suffering, a sound sadly recognized when it reached the ears of a Spaniard in a village nearby. The prince's royal goon squad had swept into the village to... Excuse me, I just lost myself for a second. The prince's royal goon squad had swept into the village to clear out the drunkards and troublemakers that lived there. But one member of the goon squad, who was a friendly and familiar giant named Fezzik, recognized one of the drunkards as his old friend, Inigo. The giant carried his friend away, and soon the Spaniard had recovered from his drink. Inigo knew that his nemesis, Count Rugen, was in the service of Prince Humperdinck, but he and the giant could not reach him alone. They needed the man in black. Inigo stood quietly in the forest, holding his sword aloft. "Father, you will soon be at peace. I ask you to guide my sword." Slowly, Inigo's sword pulled him in a circle, but it only led him to a nearby tree. Hopeless, Inigo fell upon the tree trunk to find his hand activating a secret knot which revealed a hidden door. Together, Inigo and the giant crept down the stairs. There, they found the man in black, their friend Wesley, strapped into the machine. His body was lifeless. "We must take him to Miracle Max," declared Inigo. Soon Wesley lay on a table in the ancient wizard's home. Lonnie?